Christmas list. My mother bought everything. In the stores, heads would swivel at her pleasure, a gift to the onlookers. Christmas Eve, although an agnostic on her best day, she abracadabra'd a grandly private stash of believing and trusting the better story of It's a Wonderful Life, an avalanche messaging George lassos the moon. My father, her accomplice, assembled a red bicycle or a machine gun on a tripod, hearing in wind outside Christmases in poverty and scarcity in eastern Kentucky. For him, it was all about the approximate manner of things, somewhere between the baubles and beads of consumerism and real joy. A factory job was a house with tile flooring. For her, giving was a prayer to an angel named Clarence. She checked off each item like the answer to that prayer. Toys in 1950s cellophane, new and unwrapped, straight from the retail shelves to a car's trunk to call out to a lucky sound asleep child, as if to an entire country, Fort Apache, Gunsmoke, Rock'em Sock'em Robots.